This same government in 2008 and 2012, Manitoba said they will not introduce any new taxes. So why should we sit and help them to introduce new taxes? When everybody's complaining in Ghana, there's hardships, you are introducing new taxes, particularly on petroleum, to bring on two hardships, and you want the opposition to join you. We cannot be part of that. We cannot be part of a government that is so uncaring, that is so insensitive to people's plight. Who is not complaining in Ghana? Look, you are a journalist. Who in Ghana is not complaining that there's hardship? Everybody is complaining. There's not a single person who is not complaining. Everybody is complaining that things are very hard. And you are seeking to impose more hardships by imposing a VAT of 17.5%. You want us to be sitting down there? We made our point all right to enter the hands up. We also used the strongest possible way to let the government know that we are not supporting them. We won't support them by walking out. That's why we walked out.
But did you see the introduction of this tax coming on the day the budget was read? Did you see it coming?
We knew of it because IMF had come in February to tell them they should do this, and the government rejected it. They said, look, it will bring hardship to the people of Ghana and they will not do it. 2 days ago, the IMF met us and told us categorically that they have told the government that this is the way we want you to go, and the government has accepted. So they wanted to talk to the opposition. So we told them point blank, we won't be part of it. So we knew it was coming. It's not just today. So we had planned for it. That's why you had the placards that reduced fuel drastically. Because we wanted to tell them, you should be reducing fuel. Why should fuel, which was selling at $150 per barrel, that has reduced to 75. Not only are you refusing to reduce fuel, you're actually increasing the price by smuggling this obnoxious law. I think that is unfortunate.
This government
is very insensitive.
Don't you think it's our over-dependence on the Bretton Woods institution that is causing all this conundrum?
But the MPP administration in 2006 had warned itself of the IMF. So it is the NDC that went rushing back to the IMF and said, we can't do the job, come and help us. So it's the NDC government. They're just incompetent, they're insensitive, and I think that the people of Ghana should kick them off.
So were you to be on the other side, what different things?
We will not do what they are doing, simple talk. We will not do what they are doing. And there's no way an MPP government will do this. We will not have even gone to the IMF because we will not have run that the country they have done to the extent that we'll run back to the IMF. So it's not even possible for us to do this. No government, if they hadn't gone to IMF, they wouldn't do this. It's the IMF policy. Okay? It's just the IMF. People should reject it. Driver, you know, should go on the streets. People should reject it. Look, taxi drivers should, everybody should reject it. Why? What crime have we done? Why? Gas is going up. Everything is going. Why? What have we done? That when prices on the world market are going down, rather in Ghana, we are increasing. America has been reducing fuel to the extent that today, fuel has been sold at $3. Ghana today, we are selling fuel over $4. A developed country like America, what have we done to these people? Why this insensitiveness?